Hi, I'm Soterios Johnson, and if you want an idea of what New York's seafaring past felt like, well, come on down to where I'm standing now at Snug Harbor Cultural Center on Staten Island. Here on the north shore of Staten Island, within an 83-acre park along the Kilvan Cull, is a collection of architecturally significant 19th-century buildings, perhaps one of the finest examples of Greek Revival architecture, as well as the largest ongoing adaptive reuse project in America. Once a home for aged sailors, it's now a park with some of the buildings and grounds used by arts organizations under the umbrella of the Snug Harbor Cultural Center and Botanical Gardens. There are 26 Greek Revival, Beaux-Arts, Italianate, and Victorian-style buildings, which are considered a crown jewel of Staten Island. Indeed, this is a National Historic Landmark District. None other than Captain Thomas Melville, a retired sea captain and brother of famed author Herman Melville, was governor of Snug Harbor from 1867 to 1884. There are so many pieces of history in this park, and it's worth a visit to breathe in the air of what once was, as well as what now is a thriving cultural center. Here, for example, we're in front of the Brick Masonry Building A, or the Staten Island Museum. Originally built as a dormitory in 1833, it's now a federal, state, and city landmark. Founded in 1881, the museum is one of the last intact examples of an early public museum in America and serves 80,000 people, including 30,000 schoolchildren a year. I'm Soterios Johnson for Partners in Preservation from American Express and the National Trust for Historic Preservation. You can vote to help fund the preservation of the Staten Island Museum and other historic sites by visiting partnersinpreservation.com.